This is Akashvani, the news read by Niharika Bhuvania. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said the Bodo Peace Accord had not just benefited the Bodo community, but also opened avenues for many more peace accords. Addressing the first Bodoland Mahotsav in New Delhi this evening, Mr. Modi said, due to peace accords, more than 10,000 youths have given up arms and violence in Assam alone and joined the mainstream. He said, the central government has given a special package of 1,500 crore rupees for the development of Bodoland. Mr. Modi said, the Assam government has also given a special development package. More than 700 crore rupees have been spent to develop infrastructure related to education, health and culture in Bodoland. In Jharkhand, allegations and counter-allegations between leaders of NDA and India Bloc have intensified to garner support of the people. Addressing an election rally at Tundi in Dhanbad, senior BJP leader Rajnath Singh alleged, the corrupt Hemant Soren government has tarnished the image of Jharkhand, which is 3 days left for the Maharashtra Assembly election. Candidates are ramping up rallies and meetings. BJP President JP Nadda highlighted the party's achievements in defence, internal security and counter-terrorism at a rally in Thane. Senior BJP leader and Union Minister Amit Shah, speaking in Umarkhed, criticised Congress for failing to fulfil promises and defended Prime Minister Narendra Modi's commitments, including amending the Waqf Board law despite opposition. Home Minister Amit Shah today unveiled a statue of Bhagwan Birsa Munda at Bansera Park in New Delhi on the occasion of his 150th birth anniversary year. The event was attended by Housing and Urban Affairs Minister Manohar Lal, Lieutenant Governor of Delhi Vinay Kumar Saxena, and several other dignitaries. In his address during the programme, the Home Minister said that in 2021 itself, Prime Minister Narendra Modi had announced that the birth anniversary of Bhagwan Birsa Munda would be celebrated as Janjatiya Gaurav Divas. Energy has become the spinal cord for economic growth and development. Minister of Petroleum and Natural Gas, Hardeep Singh Puri, said this while addressing a gathering in Greater Noida today. Mr. Puri highlighted that nearly 67 million people visit petrol pumps every day, and this surging demand is expected to drive 25% of the global increase in energy consumption over the next 2 decades. Uttar Pradesh Public Service Commission has rescheduled the PCS Preliminary Examination 2024 to December 22nd. To accommodate the needs of competitive exam candidates, the examination will be conducted in a single day rather than over 2 days as originally planned for December 7th and 8th. The revised exam will take place on December 22nd in 2 shifts from 9:30 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. and 2:30 p.m. to 4:30 p.m. The World Health Organization has reported a significant surge in measles cases worldwide in 2023. According to a newly released report by the WHO, 10.3 million cases of measles were reported globally last year, an increase of 20% from 2022. The report said nearly 107,500 people died from measles worldwide in 2023, with children under the age of 5 being hit the hardest. Guru Nanak Jayanti or Gurparab is being celebrated with religious fervour in the country and across the world. The day marks the birth of the first Sikh Guru, Guru Nanak Dev, who laid the foundation of Sikhism. In Uttar Pradesh, Dev Deepavali was celebrated today at the ghats of major rivers on the occasion of Kartik Purnima at Varanasi. The air quality index in Delhi NCR continues to be in the very poor category with an air quality index of 386 at 8 this evening. The India Meteorological Department has forecast that Delhi and NCR are likely to experience smog and shallow fog during the night and morning hours over the next 2 days. In cricket, India have set a challenging target of 284 runs for South Africa in the fourth and final T20 international at the Wanderers Stadium in Johannesburg today. South Africa were 15 for 4 in 4 overs when reports last came in. And that is the end of this news bulletin.